The gas tax brings in $1.9 billion a year. Republican Senator Bill Coley of Cincinnati is pushing a two-pronged approach, raising the annual passenger car registration from $34.50 to $140, and refunding those drivers 28 cents in Ohio taxes for each gallon of gas they buy all year. Registration for trucks would be more, but the cost would be the same to register a big seven-passenger SUV or a small electric passenger car. Coley says a person driving an older, less efficient car will like the long-term savings.
He could really use the extra. Yeah, it's going to cost him a little bit, but saving 28 cents a gallon, that's going to be a nice thing for him.
Coley says this will bring in a stable stream of revenue for construction on roads, which all cars use no matter how much gas they require. But regardless of the refund, Phil Cole with the Ohio Association of Community Action Agencies says the upfront cost will be difficult for the low-income Ohioans he works to help.
It's over a 300% increase in the cost of registering a car, so that's hard for anybody.
And Cole notes that many poor Ohioans live in rural areas with no public transportation. So he says if they can't afford to register their cars, they could lose their jobs. Coley said the flat fee for car registration would not be based on income, but he's not opposed to working out payment plans. And Coley says this is a better idea than a road use system, which some have criticized because it allows the state to monitor when drivers are on what roads and for how long. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.